Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Rose, please?
Yeah, who is this?
Hi, Rose. Is this the Rose that works in the mall selling lotion?
Yes,
Sold. Sold. I'll take all you got.
What is going on?
Hi, Rose. This is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning. And one of our listeners recently went on a date with you and asked us to give you a call. A guy named Ken.
Oh my God.
You remember Ken? Hey, you remember Ken. Well, Ken listens to our show. And he sent us an email because he's very curious about the way that you left your date. And he wanted to see if we could get you on the phone since you won't answer any of his phone calls.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so uncomfortable with this.
What happened with Ken? Because we've talked to Ken a little bit and asked him about your date. To us, it sounded like everything went cool.
Yeah.
And then in the middle of it, you just kind of bolted.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I'm comfortable talking about this to you guys. I mean, I thought we got along fine. We did.
You sound really nervous, Rose.
It's really embarrassing for him, and I don't want to bash him.
It's embarrassing for him.
Oh, no.
I mean, I would assume this would be embarrassing for him.
Well, think about this, Rose. He's the one that wanted us to call you.
Yeah.
And he wanted to hear whatever reason it was, because he really liked you.
I mean, the date was fine. It wasn't like, it was nothing on the date. I just, okay, so we were watching a movie at his place, and I got really thirsty, and he went to the bathroom, so I figured I would go to the kitchen to get a glass of water. But to get to the kitchen, I had to pass by the bathroom, and...
What was going on in the bathroom? Yeah.
I got really creeped out. I heard some noises in there.
Was he like grunting? Was that the issue?
I would say they were not normal going to the bathroom noises.
They were not normal. What do you mean by that?
Yeah.
I heard some moaning, and it seemed like he was having a very private party in there. And I heard more breathing and more moaning, and then I thought I heard my name, and when I heard my name, that's
when I No wonder you bolted. Oh, my gosh.
Are you saying that you think he was in the bathroom accosting himself?
I think he was accosting something, and I now know why he needs $90 worth of lotion.
Are you sure that's what you heard, Rose? Because that seems crazy to me. I mean, maybe he got excited in the middle of your date. I don't know.
I mean, unless he really likes taking a piss, I don't know what else.
Is there any reason why you would do that in a date that maybe women don't understand?
Do it before a date. You do it before the date, so you get all the nerves out there, and you don't have that whole energy taking over your body.
Yes. But you guys were never you weren't kissing or anything. You weren't making out.
No, and
you
it wasn't even like an erotic movie. That's what was so weird.
Yeah.
I can't believe what I'm hearing right now.
Rose, the voice that you just heard is Ken. He's actually been listening on the other line and heard everything you said.
Are you kidding me?
Rose, I can't believe you would say that.
Ken, I didn't want to say anything. That's why I left. But you had people call me to ask me. I
can't believe this. I've been to the bathroom. What, you were eavesdropping through my door?
Look, Ken, I understand you're embarrassed, but you put me in a very...
I'm embarrassed. I invited you into my house, and you snuck up and listened to me in the bathroom. What kind of person are you?
You were moaning loudly when I walked past your bathroom. How am I supposed to ignore that?
What? Well, I can't... That's crazy. This is crazy. This is absolutely insane.
Ken, be honest. Did you get a little excited in the middle of your date and take an intermission to go hang out with yourself in the bathroom for a minute?
I listen to you guys on the radio. Why is the finger pointing at me?
That's the question.
Ken, you're not answering the question.
And we're not judging you. We just want you to be open and honest about it.
Yeah, if you did it, Ken, just admit it.
Just admit it. I mean, that's the issue. If everyone does it, it was like, it was just the timing was weird, and then the hiding is weird, and I...
Oh, please. This is preposterous, okay? What a man does in the bathroom is completely personal to that man, okay?
Oh, my gosh.
You know what? Ken, okay, what else could it be? Really?
I don't have no idea what you were thinking was going on in your mind when you were tiptoeing next to my bathroom door listening in
on
someone in the bathroom. Okay. You know what? I have no idea way.
Just say what you were doing. If you weren't doing that, what were you doing?
I was using the bathroom. I don't understand why that's not enough for you. I went to the bathroom.
Okay, Ken, I don't know what I'm supposed to think when I hear a... What is that?
It was a sensual bathroom break, Rose.
Yeah.
I don't question why people go to the bathroom and then go sneak up and listen to what they're going to the bathroom for. I mean,
I don't get why you have people call to find out what's going on. Why can't you just say it? I went to the bathroom to bull. Like, why can't you just say it?
Oh. You know what, Rose? I don't even think that I would go out with you again because you are a bad person.
I'm not worried about that.
Well, I guess that answers my question then. Rose, would you like to go out with Ken on a second date? I will pay for it.
Yeah.
Oh, no. You can pay for my therapy.
And Ken, you still don't want to go out with Rose again?
No.
Why not? Yeah. You already sounds like you got what you needed out of the whole thing.
You know, that's really inappropriate. I'm not even going to go there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Ken. Hey, next time you go out on a date, just try to be a little more quiet on your bathroom breaks. Yeah. Whatever you were doing in there.
Turn the water on. Let it run.
I wasn't doing anything.
Yeah, right.